and vegetables.
Does the snow on the ground not indicate that this is the wrong time of year for that?
Says you, but there's a farm in Hadley that knows otherwise.
Time for a local hero spotlight at Winter Moonroots Farm in Hadley. Emphasis on the winter. And we're here with the relatively new head farmer of Winter Moonroots Farm. What's your name, sir?
Rosendo Santizo.
Mucho gusto. Tell us about your relationship with this farm.
I started working here like 14 years ago. And I worked like 12 years with Michael Doctor. And then I take over 2 years ago, finally.
Michael Doctor was one of the first guests on these local hero spotlights on our show, The Fabulous 413, when we went to Mi Tierra, which is something that kind of grew out of Winter Moon Roots Farm and then took over his life by and large, and then he can hand the farm over to you, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell us why it's called Winter Moon Roots and about why we're here in the winter at a farm, which is not oftentimes when people think of the agricultural season being at its height.
Winter Moon Roots, I think Michael put this name because we grow just vegetable for the winter, for the winter market. We start selling November through March. And we grew just roots and like carrots, beets, parsnips, turnip, radishes.
Did he always want to just do winter vegetables?
Yeah, Rosendo, tell us a little bit about why that makes sense for a farm.
So, you know, like in winter, it's really, really hard to find like local food, organic vegetables around. So we're thinking about having available like local food.
Without having to do a greenhouse necessarily to get the springier things that you'd want in the winter.
Yeah, I've seen in the 20 years that I've been here, the increase in local food of all types because of hothouses, because of greenhouses. So you can get local greens right now when maybe 20 years ago that would have been harder to do. But really, when you think about the winter vegetables, it's turnips, it's beets, carrots, and things like that.
And that's a lot of what Winter Moon Roots is growing. And I think what's different about this farm is, for one thing, the scale, the amount of all these things that they're growing. And another thing that's different is, Rosendo, could you talk a little bit about, there's not one, not two, but at least three farms that are using this land and some of these buildings.
So this building is being shared with two other farms. Next Bar Nobel operate here in the summer, and Winter Moon operate here in the winter. And also we have many graces, which is like a flower stuff.
Yeah, we did a segment with them months ago, and they're still operating right now, right, you know, a couple doors over from Winter Moon Roots Farm. They have some greenhouses down in the field.
Jacob, so that's a different farm.
They're the next barn over from Next Barn Over Farm. Yeah. So I think that's another one of the reasons that this makes sense to be doing stuff in the winter, is that these farms can cooperate and share a lot of the same equipment and a lot of the same land. I don't know if maybe you mentioned that your harvest is sort of concentrated in this window in November, December. Do you employ some of the same people that maybe work?
A few people come with us to harvest, and other people like have jobs already for winter.
Yeah.
Tell us about the way that the climate has changed in the time that you've been farming here at Winter Moon Roots Farm. Some of your turnips just got pulled out of the ground in December, right?
Parsnips. So, you know, I remember when I started working here, like, let's say 14 years ago, like, started snowing in, like, November 1st, November 5th, and now, like, you know, that like it's changing a lot. I was able to harvest parsnip like 3 weeks ago, which is like unbelievable. You know, like the global warm is like affecting us right now, because our vegetables have like a high quality, because, you know, we wait at the last minute to harvest, so the cold make everything sweet. And we wait for that. And right now, you know, if it's not cold, means our vegetable is not going to taste the same. So it means we're going to wait like for longer.
It's cold now, though, so I'm sure all those things are sweet.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rosendo, but they're sweet because the plant is, as it gets colder, it's putting more and more sugar into the root so that the root itself does not freeze, and so that survives. And so the longer you can wait before taking them out of the ground, the more sugar is in there.
Yes, that's true. An example, on parsnip, if you eat a parsnip like in August or September, the parsnip doesn't taste like... and that's not how like the right flavor. And then if you try those parsnip in November or December, it tastes a little bit sweet. And if you try the parsnip in March or April, It's the best parsnip. Tastes like fried plantains. I'm not joking. Yeah.
Note to self. But yeah. Gotta wait.
The texture does change too. Like the sugars help make it more palatable. You get that woodiness because you're getting it too early. And when the sugars concentrate, it's much easier to cook, much easier to handle.
Rosendo, you did not grow up with the snow, despite the fact that we're at a farm where it's snowing and that you're growing vegetables that you're waiting for the cold here at Winter Moon Roots in Hadley.
So, you know, I grew up in Guatemala. I came here when I was like 18 years old. Yeah, I never saw snow in, you know, like growing like 1 to 18. And then finally I saw snow in the ground. I was a bit surprised about that. Oh, well, finally I see snow. After watching movies, reading books about snow.
How quickly did the shine wear off from that novel?
Are you sick of snow?
No, I love snow. I really, really love snow.
Well, let's take a little tour of Winter Moon Roots Farm because you have an incredible operation of how you get this mass volume of local grown carrots out to the different markets.
So, okay, I'm going to open this door and then we're going to see our washroom. We have conveyor belts, barrel washer, and the packing machine.
All the carrots get loaded on this conveyor belt, goes into this drum and gets washed, and goes up another conveyor belt and then gets measured out into 25-pound bags over there?
Yes, that's correct.
Pretty
25-pound bags?
Yeah, right. 25-pound bags.
Is that for the CSA or is that for wholesale?
It's for wholesale.
Okay. That's a lot to get for CSA.
You're going to turn orange if you need that many carrots.
What I do with 25
So,
pounds.
True story, last winter, I bought a 25-pound bag of Winter Moon Roots. I think it was beets from Atlas Farm Store. And I did not have space in my fridge or in anywhere in my house to store that. And I actually stored it in my car. My car became my root cellar for about, it took about a month for me to eat that bag down. But they were the best beets I had all year.
Did you eat them while driving?
No, they were not a road snack, no.
We call that third fridging.
Well, you could make like a juice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like that'd be a good way to do it.
Where are you leading us now, Rosendo, through this second garage door?
I'm going to show you the cooler system, which is like a unique cooler. We have like a cooler system just for backups. But like right now, the noise you hear is the fan like pouring cold air from outside. So we use like winter cold air to cool down our vegetables.
Inside the cooler at Winter Moon Roots Farm in Hadley with Jacob Nelson from Sea Suns. Rosendo Santiso, the farmer here. And here are the 25-pound bags we were talking about.
Yes, everything is in 25 pounds. We have parsnip, we have radishes, carrots, beets, purple tops.
And so what's going to happen with these? Where are these going
to
go?
This morning we delivered to the co-ops, Ruby Valley, Northampton, Ruby Valley in East Hampton, and also we sell to Whole Foods here in Hadley. And the rest is going to restaurants and to Boston.
Because you do farmers markets in Boston, right?
Yes, I do. I do have in Wayland and also in Somerville and in Northampton too.
Do people in the Boston area, do they want other things? Like, do they ask for different things than the people in Northampton?
Like, maybe they know carrots, but they don't know parsnips.
No, you know, people know everything. So that's why people's waiting for our roots to go over there. Every time we go over there and then people are like, finally, Winter Moon is here. Oh, I'm waiting for these roots. So it tastes so good.
It's cold outside. It's like in the 20s when we're here right now. But you are trying to keep this cooler at a very particular temperature so that everything stays perfect for as long as possible.
Yeah, so, you know, we're trying to keep this like fresh. It's 34, 35 here inside. And we're trying to make this vegetable like thinking they're still alive, they're still in the ground. So that's how we keep this like very, very fresh. And then, you know, when we wash the vegetables in March, they look like fresh. And people in the store are like, oh, are you guys having greenhouse? No. And when you harvest this in November, really? It's fresh. Yeah.
That's a good method. We're going to leave the cooler where it's warmer.
And this cooler is steaming, too. Yeah. It's hard to see the walls from all the condensation and steam in here. And I think that's also to keep it moist so they think they're in the soil, too,
this,
right?
This cooler needs to be like 100% humid.
Yeah.
So that's how this works.
Yeah, it feels like the butterfly place in Deerfield where it's like...
Arctic butterflies.
Arctic butterflies. It's the humidity in here, yeah.
The size of your vegetables is ginormous.
Yeah, you were saying you had one that was like the size of Jacob Nelson's head.
A beet.
Especially,
not a carrot, not a parsnip.
That's a jumbo beet. Like, people, like a restaurant, love them. Easy to process, easy to chop them, yeah. And it's very juicy. It's more meat in there. Mm.
What restaurants do you sell to?
So we sell in Northampton, Duty Truth, and also we sell to Nourish Juice and Bar.
Oh, yeah. Probably had your juiced beets or whatever there.
I believe it. You know, they make salad, juice, and a lot of good things over there.
Yeah.
Surprised everything got so giant after all of the floods. Like, I haven't seen anything come out of the ground nearby that's as big as what you have in your cooler. Like, seriously, your vegetables are huge.
Yeah,
so
cool. Everything is big. Even if, you know, we have a rainy season. Last year was like crazy for all the farmers. Probably I lost like a third, but still.
You lost a third in the flood?
I lost a third, not in the flood, because the rain.
Yeah.
I was too wet.
With Rosendo Santiso from Winter Moon Roots Farm here and Jacob Nelson of CISA. In November, things start to harvest, a very short, compressed harvesting period, and then you're going to the farmers markets and markets, etc. What happens when springtime rolls around? What's your life look like then?
So, you know, start like getting ready, plowing the fields, putting cover crop in the fields, and, you know, start all over again.
Yeah. So you don't just get to kick back for the spring and the summertime watching the other farmers work in the hot fields. My work is done.
No, not really. I'm busy all the time.
Are you doing cover crops when the other farms that share some of the land here are doing like their general crops? Is that usually the rotation that happens?
So we don't share the lands.
Just the facilities.
Okay. Rosendo, your life through the year has looked a little different the past 2 years. You were saying you're no longer just in charge of growing all the wonderful vegetables we just saw, but since you've taken over ownership, there's a lot of other skills and things that are taking up your time running this business.
So, you know, when you work for someone, like you just do whatever they tell you to do. But then when actually you run your own business, you have to learn a lot of stuff, like marketing stuff. You have to learn about how to use computer. I never used computer in my life before, and I'm still learning, and my wife is like helping me a lot with the emails.
And taxes.
Don't tell me about taxes.
Taxes on the farmer feeds us all, says the Rye Cooter song. Because the taxes on the farmer feeds us all. What was it like, though, when Michael Doctor, who is a very well-known farmer in the area, said to you, hey, is this something you want to take over from me?
So that was good of him. You know, I worked for him like 12 years. Finally, one time he said, hey, you want to take over at some point. I'm too busy with the tortilla business. At the beginning, I was kind of like scared a little bit. And then I was, okay, yeah, maybe it's a good opportunity. I will take this opportunity. Now, you know, I'm running the business. I'm the owner. And yeah, I'm here. Michael is still doing like a biking, bringing vegetables. Like,
he famously brings vegetables via bike, even in the wintertime, all over the place.
Yeah, so one time I remember we have like a big trailer to put on his bike, and then he bring to the store like 1,200 pounds. And I told him, Michael, do you think you're a truck or who you think you are? You're not a truck. Like, you know, like 1,200 pounds. He was crazy, you know?
That makes me just automatically feel just like, okay, well, I'm out of shape.
Yeah, yeah.
2024 goals. There are some pickup trucks that I don't think are rated to take 12
pounds. Oh, yeah.
I don't think so, too.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know, he's still doing delivery by biking, and, you know, he offered, like, every time he called me, hey, do you have vegetables for me to bring to the store today? I went, yeah.
I'm looking for my workout today. Can you help? The farmer
comes to town. Rosendo Santiso, farmer owner of Winter Moon Roots Farm in Hadley, and Jacob Nelson from CISA. Thanks to both of them for joining us.